Welcome to Unlocking Secrets for Women. My guest today is Andrea C. Martin. She's the president and CEO of RD Canada, also known as Reader's Digest, probably one of the oldest magazines that I can remember ever being in my household. Such staples as Word Power, where we all learn to use words that we normally wouldn't have seen every day, but makes us sound real smart when we use them. Laughter, the best medicine, which is probably one of the best sections. It's the first place I go to when I pick up a Reader's Digest. Quotable quotes, because that's always excellent too. And all in a day's work. All these kind of staple articles, and life's like that. These are things that I've been reading since I was a kid, and I still get Reader's Digest today. I love the magazine, and I'm pleased to know that Andrea Martin is the president of Reader's Digest, also the president of the Latin American region. Reader's Digest is an incorporation. It's a global publisher and direct marketer of books, magazines, music collection, and video with customers in more than 70 countries. This truly is a worldwide magazine. And the company publishes 77 magazines, including 50 local country editions of its flagship Reader's Digest, the world's most widely read magazine. Welcome to Unlocking Secrets for Women, Ms. Martin. It is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's great. I'm so excited to talk to you as the president of a major, lifelong, historical magazine. Over 55 years, I believe, Reader's Digest has been in existence. It's certainly been a staple in my family home. And the fact that you are a woman in such a significant position of leadership, and congratulations on your new appointing just this summer. Can you tell me, obviously you're a woman of leadership. What is your passion about leadership for women?
I think it's important in corporations that we have a balance, and the balance between men and women. And for me, the passion is to make sure that balance occurs in corporations.
And for you yourself, how do you see women bringing that? What do you see women bring into the workplace that's different from men? Not better or worse, but different?
Yeah, we complement each other, right?
Right.
I think we bring a lot of, we're very good in communicating, we're very good in, we're very organized, detailed oriented, and good with people. And I think in today's world where change happens rapidly and often, to manage change, those are key ingredients to be able to make change happen and manage it properly.
It's true. Women are huge multitaskers.
Yes, and we're really good in communication. And communication is key to, when you go through moments of change, it's very important.
Women will talk about things that men are obviously not as comfortable with as what we might be, and we can sort of open that door
right
to conversations. So can you tell me, when you were young, is this how you imagined your life to be?
No.
Tell me, how did you imagine?
When I was very young, I wanted to be a model, and my inspiration was Twiggy. I'm kind of dating myself here, but anyways, and I actually used to always get my hair cut short like hers. I went to the barber, actually, to get my hair cut, and then I realized I wasn't tall enough, and my parents certainly discouraged me to be that, so then they encouraged me to continue on and to university, and so that's how I ended up at Reader's Digest.
And so when you first started out at Reader's Digest, how did you see yourself in the company? What was your view of yourself when you started? Did you just see yourself as a regular employee?
Well, I always had inspirations of going always to the next step, so every time I had a new job or new responsibilities, I always saw myself in the next step. I never saw myself like the ultimate president, but I always saw myself as the next step.
Which is very important for women. I think that they need to, whatever job they're in, they always need to be looking sort of into the future, because they can grow and contribute so much more with their growth. And did you find the company responsive to your desires for moving forward.
Oh, definitely, definitely, and they were, and that's why I've been here for so long. And they really encouraged work-life balance. When I had the children, pretty well had them back to back. You know, there's barely 18 months in between the two.
And, wow.
And my husband was starting his business, so I was very lucky. I had the VP of marketing, who I was many levels below, brought me into his office just before my second maternity leave and said, "Look, you've got great, you know, you're a great asset to the corporation, and really see you going far. And but we know that your husband is like working 7 days a week, and you know," he says, "take care of your children." He says, "come back, take care of your children. If you really want to accelerate your career later on, that's fine." So I really stayed in the same position for about 8 years,
just so that you could have that balance.
I can have that balance,
which is very wise. Another very wise woman thing to do.
And I think people are afraid to do that. Women are afraid to do that because they think they're going to be, you know, marked and tattooed and saying that they don't have aspirations. But I think we just need to make sure we have confidence and to believe in ourselves. And so when we're ready to move on after the children, kind of, you know, taking more responsibility, and my husband's job, or my husband's career was more established, it allowed us to spend more time on my career. So,
which is really good. It's really just supporting one another,
yes,
and making room for each other. And I like your point that you said that women shouldn't be afraid to make those decisions of priorities at the time.
Yeah.
As you probably know, women can be really, really riddled with guilt.
And, oh, it's incredible.
It is. Isn't it funny? Because as soon as the baby's born, you get like, where did this guilt come from?
I don't know.
It almost comes with the package.
It's in the DNA somewhere. But definitely, we have the guilt, and I think we sometimes lack confidence. If you look at men, men have a lot. We have a lot. I always, when I talk to women, I always say we have a lot to learn from them, mm-hmm. as much as they have a lot to learn from us.
I agree.
They're very different, but there's certain things that they, qualities that they have that we don't have, that we have to learn to acquire, and that's, I think, we need to have more confidence ourselves. And I think we have to be able to sometimes not go as much in the details and just be able to move on. You know, we're very emotional about things.
Oh, yes.
To men. And in business, it doesn't always work.
No, it doesn't always work. And you're right. Men have this great ability to look directly at something from a very non-emotional perspective, mm-hmm. and just call it for what it is.
Exactly.
And I do appreciate that quality in them, and I certainly know I've benefited from it over the years. And it's nice to hear that balance in you as well, in given the leadership that you're in, mm-hmm. because I'm sure you have many men that work for you now.
Well, yes and no, not as much as it was before. Mm-hmm. I think at Reader's Digest we evolved a lot. There's a lot of women now at the top executive committee, actually direct in the top executive committee. I think there's maybe four men out of 17.
Wow.
So we have a new CEO, and she's a woman. She's the first CEO of Reader's Digest to be a woman.
Oh, wow, that is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. As of March.
Wow, that is amazing. That just goes to show you the progress of women when they do understand that balance and they give themselves over to their gifts.
Mm. And she's got four children.
Oh, good grief.
So there is a way to not make it happen.
and still be considered a great mom.
Yes, exactly.
So how do you think those four men feel in a room full of...
I think they feel that we talk too much, and it's not always
productive.
Yes, and yeah, exactly.
Oh, maybe for some of them it's like, oh gosh, I'm at home.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm at home, and there's my wives and your girlfriends, and why am I here? Wow, that's quite an interesting turn.
Yeah.
So tell me about your passion for Reader's Digest magazine. I mean, it's been a staple in my home since I was a kid, and mm-hmm. I'm going to date myself, but maybe I won't. But it's been there, I believe, since...
Well, in Canada, 60 years. In the U.S., 1922.
Wow.
And we're more than just a magazine, actually. A lot of our operating profits comes from our books, music, and video products. I think the passion I have for Reader's Digest is the quality of our products and and how human our articles are and how down-to-earth our products are. And but it's always aimed to improve people's lives. And I think that's my passion for Reader's Digest. And, of course, the people that work at Reader's Digest represent that brand.
I'll tell you, your magazine is very practical. Unlocking Secrets for Women has a passion to bring truth out for women and good information. And I'm looking at an April 2007 Reader's Digest magazine that has this fabulous article in it called Do-It-Yourself Doctoring, because that is happening all the time with women. Mm-hmm. They're taking their health into their own hands. And the beauty is, this is such a balanced article. Mm-hmm. And there's something about Reader's Digest. It is just known that you can trust what's in that magazine.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
What lengths do you go to as an organization to ensure the credibility of your articles?
Great lengths, actually. Every fact is like major, the very important facts are verified at three different sources. And what's interesting is sometimes we pick up articles and condense them from other magazines or other books, and we actually find some errors sometimes. And I think and that's what we stand for, is trust. People can trust us.
Oh, and it's definitely, not only that, I think the whole nation has learned how to use very sophisticated, high-powered words when they're at a cocktail party. Using your word power.
Yes.
it's quite humorous, actually, but it has been a challenge to learn, to challenge yourself outside of that. And the funny stories that people get to share, which makes it their own magazine, when you can send in these lives like that, or, you know, laughter, jokes, and experiences.
Definitely.
How does Reader's Digest go about connecting to their subscribers? Obviously, in more than just the magazine. There seems to be a relationship with, with your subscribers. It's very unique magazines.
Actually, it is so unique that we launched a magazine at Reader's Digest Canada called R Canada, O-U-R Canada.
Nice.
And all the content come from the readers. They submit their stories and we publish them.
Fabulous.
And the pictures and the recipes and different, it's kind of a more, it's all about Canada. And we just connect people, and people want to share their lives, amongst each other.
And I'll tell you, there's a lot to learn from one another when there's real, honest stories. People benefit from that all the time. That is really good. So R Canada magazine now, is that subscribable as the Reader's Digest magazine?
Yes.
So you can go on to readersdigest.ca.
Well, there's rcanada.ca.
Fabulous. Mm. To get a hold of that. And so that's good for all those inspiring writers that are out there that want to have someone recognize them, or maybe they've really got a really good story that needs to be told.
Definitely.
What inspiration would you have for other women that are trying to climb the corporate ladder and maybe haven't had just as great of experience as it sounds like you've had? What do you recommend? Because there's still so many corporations out there that are very men-centered.
Yeah.
And what would be your advice or inspiration for those women?
Well, I think there's three mantras that I have applied to my life that I think has helped me a lot. And the three is I always try to keep things simple. I think sometimes women, we try to complicate things because we get sometimes bogged down in the details. Mm-hmm. And I always try to be, look at the glass half full.
Right.
Look forward instead of backwards. And then also the third one is, where there's a will, there's a way. And I think when I talk to women, I think it's important that we realize that we do have to make choices. And I always start my conference by saying, I don't believe that superwomen exists. We all aspire to be superwomen, but it doesn't exist. And we have to make concessions, and we have to really focus. What are the three important things that I have to achieve in my life? And that's in my personal life, in my family life, and my work life. And that's what I have been trying to do in the last, I would say, oh, it's been at least 15 years, my husband and I, we write down our objectives and just three objectives we want to obtain in the three facets of our life. And I think, you know, for women, if they want to obtain, it's just, you know, focus on the important stuff, and there's certain things that are not important. I've seen two of my friends who did burn, had burnouts, and one of them, actually, I remember one meeting her, just a little story, I kind of meeting her when I used to take the train to come to work, and I said, so how are you? She says, oh, I was up at 5 o'clock making muffins for the kids. Well, I'm not sure if the kids are going to really remember mom making muffins at 5 o'clock and that they were all homemade, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and she ended up burning out because she just tried to do everything, and after a while, you just, that doesn't exist, you know?
It sounds to me like you're saying to be just really real and really honest.
Yeah, real, and make choices, and you know, just focus on the important things in life.
Absolutely. Which are those things that really, if you listen to your heart tells you what it is that you need to do, and to pay attention to that little small voice that just says, you know, relax, let go. It's not that important. And as you know, when your kids get older, you look back and you go, the things that I thought were really, really important, it really stood out and really mattered, aren't so important.
Yeah.
When you think about, you know, how we go about as mothers buying, you know, what we think is the best gift for our children, and then you find out that they want to play with the Tupperware drawer.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
You're like, what was I doing? So, Andrea, what do you see for your own future? What do you have when you look ahead for yourself as your own future, whether personal or business? What do you see for yourself?
Well, in business, is I just got, you know, more responsibility, so I have to learn a lot about the different regions I'm at now overseeing, you know, bring it to another level. So that is at least another 3 or 4 years, if not more.
Right.
And then on my personal life, ironically, just in September, both of my children are out of the house. I don't know if it's going to be permanent, but definitely one is in university and she's away, and my other one's in high school, but he's away in high school out west. And so that is getting, what I see ahead is getting used to being alone with my husband, which is very different after 20 years.
Oh, yeah, you got to shake his hand and say, hello, my name is Andrea.
Yes, exactly.
I believe you're my husband.
Yes, exactly.
We used to date.
Yeah, right. Let's start again.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, as a grandmother, I will tell you that your children, it's not the end of it. They will come, they'll go out, they'll find more, and they'll bring them back.
Right.
They'll bring back spouses and other things. Now, tell me, what would be, if you could, it sounds kind of corny because everybody asks everybody, but I love this question. What would you think you would like to leave as a legacy, whether it's in business or personal?
Well, in business, it's really to women and say, yes, it is possible. You know, it is possible to have a career and be a mother and a career woman. It is possible. And that's something that I try, you know, I'm a mentor of a woman, and I try to help women and make them realize that it is possible. So that's really on the business side. And on a personal side, you know, I love to travel, which is great now that I have my new job. I love to travel, and so that helps a lot that I get to work and travel at the same time. That's even better. So, of course, later on, I retire, which is, I still have a lot, many, many, many years is to travel. And I like to also do a lot of volunteer work. I did before I got my promotion. I was involved in Young Entrepreneurs in the Young Chamber of Commerce, United Way, I stopped because it was too hard to travel and be involved in nonprofit. But I think that's something I would like to go back to.
And I think there's
help people.
I think that that's probably who and why you are the way you are, because you do have that need to know, that understanding to give back.
I find it's important. I think it's important that we all give back and we get involved in one little way or another, because I think that's what's going to make a better society.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think it's the government, but it's not. A society is all of us together.
Oh, I so agree with you, because we are the government. I think people forget that they isolate it.
Yeah.
And they think it's people in Parliament Hill, but the truth is we, you know, it's just the same as when you see someone that, you know, in an, as an employer, you probably shine when you look at a new employee that walks down the hall and sees a piece of garbage on the ground and picks it up and throws it in the garbage can. You know, suddenly they realize this is my home.
Mm.
This is my place. And I think that as Canadians, for the love of our own country, those of us that recognize, you know what, I'm just walking down the street, oh, there's a piece of garbage, let me pick it up. Or, you know, that's, if I see someone in need, let me help, rather than turn around and ask someone else to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
When we see that, I think we get to understand that it becomes our country.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you in that. I just want to thank you, Andrea, for your time today. You're extremely busy, and your time is valuable.
Thank you very much. Candice.